message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
It's my pleasure to welcome you to this great, great, great period of celebration. We are grateful to God for His goodness, for His mercies over the last years that this commission has been in existence. We want to thank God for His grace, for His love, for His help, for His assistance, and for all that God has done in our lives. And I trust God that in these days of this great celebration, that God is going to do the unusual in your life in the name of Jesus. If you believe that, say a big amen. If you believe that, say a big amen. In the course of the meeting, we will be worshiping God extensively. We will also be praising God extensively. And I know that even as we do that, the Lord will do something awesome in somebody's life in the name of Jesus. I want to thank God for those that have ministered earlier. We want to thank God for the great ministrations that we have had this evening from Motuns and of course from the Oil of Gladness. Give Jesus a big clap. We are blessed and we are grateful to God. And I know that everyone here today, God is going to meet you at the very points of your needs in Jesus' name. I say God will meet you at the very points of your needs in Jesus' name. I want to specifically appreciate all our pastors and their wives. Let's give God a big clap. Are you clapping for great servants of God like that? We want to appreciate you. We want to tell you that we love you. We appreciate the grace of God upon your life. And we know that God's grace will not cease in your lives in Jesus' name. And all our leaders, God will continue to bless you all in Jesus' name. And for everyone here tonight, we know that you are also special. Give Jesus a big clap. God's blessings are upon you. God's grace is upon you. In the name of Jesus. You are welcome. You are welcome. You are welcome. And before I go on to the service proper, I want to appreciate especially my wife, my friend of about 18 years, and my wife of 13 years. I want to appreciate God for her life. We want to appreciate all of you that celebrated with us as we thank God 2 days ago on the 10th, celebrating and thanking God for 13 years of God's faithfulness in marriage. Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. Shouts of hallelujah. We'll be taking the part one tonight and we trust God that no one will go back the same in Jesus' name. Open your Bibles with me, beloved, to Revelation chapter 19 from verse 5 to 6. Revelation chapter 19, we'll be reading from verse 5 to verse 6. And the voice came out of the throne saying, praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. May the Lord bless the reading of His word in Jesus' name. Is somebody set for an encounter tonight? If you are set, come on, shout a big hallelujah. Hallelujah is a combination of two words. The first one is halal. And the second one is Yah, or you can call it Yahweh. And the two combined together simply means praise the Lord. So hallelujah simply is about praising God. And when we had shout to it, you know that shout is a form of exclamation. So we are talking about praising the Lord loudly. Somebody say loudly. Praising God in a very massive way. In Psalm 66, verse 1 to 3. I'll just read verse 1 because of time. Psalm 66, Bible says in verse 1, make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. So we are expected to learn how to shout and to learn how to make noise. Come on, shout a big hallelujah. So hallelujah means praise the Lord. Number two, hallelujah means to celebrate God loudly. To celebrate God loudly. Number one, I said hallelujah means praise the Lord. A combination of two words, halal and Yahweh, which simply means praise the Lord. That is halal Yahweh, praise Yahweh, praise God, praise the Lord. Number three, hallelujah means to boast in God and in the presence of circumstances. To boast in God. That was what happened in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45 to 47. 1 Samuel 17. That was what David was doing in the midst of the challenges. Then David said to the Philistines, thou comest to me with sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defiled. And this day where the Lord delivered, he was boasting before the enemies of God. He was bragging before the enemies of God. In the face of death, David was boasting. He knows who God is. And God proved himself in his life. Somebody is here today. God will prove himself in your life. I said God will prove himself in your life. Can I hear you say a big amen? So hallelujah means to boast about God. To be elaborate in your utterances as concerning God. I want you to realize, ladies and gentlemen, that we were created to shout hallelujah. One of the major purposes why God created you and I is so that we can, our mouths can be praising God. In Isaiah 43 verse 21, Isaiah 43 verse 21 explains to us that we were created, the primary purpose why God created us is for us to show forth his praise. These people have I formed for myself, they will show forth my praise. The reason why I formed them is that for them to be oozing out my praise, to be shouting and worshiping me everywhere they go, anywhere they go. Quickly tonight, as a form of introduction, if you are a person that shouts hallelujah or praises God regularly, the following are the initial things that you should expect, especially tonight. Number one, if you are praiseful, the praiseful will end up with a wonderful life. The praiseful man, the praiseful woman will end up with a wonderful life. Number two, what is available if you are a person that likes to praise God? A praiseful person will end up as a useful person. When you are praiseful, you become useful. You will not be a useless person. I want to hear some women who say, that my husband is a useless man. It is men that don't praise God that are useless men. I told you the story before. A woman went to a church with her husband. They sat beside each other and they said, oh, widow, stand up. We want to recognize you and bless you. And she stood up. And the husband put her, sit down, I'm here. He said, no, you are dead. You are as good as dead. You are the living corpse. And the man said, why? He said, you are a useless man. No man here will be a useless man. I said, no man here will be a useless man. So what is available also, if you are a praiseful man, if you are praiseful, you become eventful and resourceful. When you are a person that loves to exalt God, your life becomes eventful and your destiny becomes resourceful. I'm just setting foundation tonight. When you are a person that is an addict of praising God, you become very resourceful and your life becomes very, very eventful. That is, great things come out of your life. Great things come out of your destiny. Great things come out of your family. And tonight, that is what is going to happen for you in the name of Jesus. And of course, when you are a praiseful person, your praise gives you a raise. When you praise God, you raise Him, He will raise you. In 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, it says, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar person, called to show forth the praise of Him who has called you out of darkness into your marvelous light. So when you praise Him, you have been destined to be raised. And tonight God will raise you. I say tonight God will raise you. I say tonight God will raise you. I say tonight God will raise you. Praiseful people are always winning people. Praiseful people don't lose battles. Haven't you noticed? That's why the fact that David fought so many battles. He fought and fought and fought and fought battles. He never lost any battle. You will never lose any battle in Jesus' name. I say you will never lose any battle in Jesus' name. I say you will never lose any battle in Jesus' name. That's why I tagged this introductory message tonight. The shout of hallelujah, the shout of victory. The shout of hallelujah, the shout of victory. Somebody here will shout the shout of victory tonight in the name of Jesus. I say somebody here will shout the shout of victory in the name of Jesus. Life comes with so many battles. So many, all kinds of battles come in life. And one of the major tools for winning in these battles, fierce battles of life, is the shout of hallelujah, the shout of praise. In Joshua chapter 6 verse 1, shows the life of a lot of Christians. Joshua chapter 6 verse 1, the Bible says that now Jericho was straightly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. The gate of the city was shut. No blessing can go out. No blessing can come in. That is the replica of the life of a lot of believers. No new thing is coming in. No new thing is going out. No new production of anything new, and nothing new is being given to them. The gate is shut up. The gate of their destiny has been shut up. The gate of their destiny has been closed up. I don't have time tonight to go through all that scripture. But God in His infinite mercy said, life should not be like this. The destiny of a child of God should not be like this. He instructed Joshua, the servant of God. He said it's time for something new to come out of these people's life. It is time for you to change levels. He said, all right, appoint priests. Let them begin. Let them be in the front of people. Let them go around this wall that is shut up, that is making you unable to progress in life. Let them go around these 6 days. Once for 6 days. Once every 6 days. On the seventh day, let them go around that place 7 good times. At the seventh time, they should make a shout. That should be verse 20. Joshua 6 verse 20. Shake it. I'm across all this place. I'm ready in verse 20. So the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpets. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted. Someone say shouted. That is what makes the difference. Quiet believers are never victorious believers. Believers that can't shout in praise of God can't get anything in life. Take me back to that verse. And the people shouted with a great shout. No bulldozer was used. No submachine gun was used. They shouted with a great shout that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. They took the city. They took the city. You are going to take over in the name of Jesus. Just as a foundation tonight, What does it mean to take the city? When you say somebody has taken the city, what does it mean? We'll look at that tonight, and then we'll trust God for other levels of his blessings tonight. What does it mean to take this? Number one, to take the city is to access dominion as a result of praise. To access dominion, to become a dominant force in your family, in your business, in every areas of your assignment. They took the city. They took the city. They accessed dominion. Just like what happened to David in 1 Samuel 17 verse 52. 1 Samuel 17, 52. 1 Samuel 17. He was able to take over the head of his enemies. You will take over the head of your enemies. And the men of Israel, and the men of Israel and of Judah arose and shouted and pursued the Philistines until they came to the valley and to the gates of Ekron. And the wounded of the Philistines fell down by the way of Sheriam, even of Gad. David killed Goliath and they pursued their enemies. They took charge. Small boy of 17 years. I don't know your age here today. In the name of Jesus, you will take the city. You will take charge. To take the city means to access dominion. To take charge. To take charge. To be in charge. To be in charge of circumstances. Number two, what does it mean to take the city as a result of your shout of hallelujah? It means to become relevant. To become relevant. A God praiser is a relevant person. A God praiser is never relegated. And as from today, no man will relegate you again. In every place and everywhere you go to, nobody will ever relegate you again. Only people that praise God become relevant. If your desire is to become relevant anywhere you find yourself, be lost in the praise of God. Be lost in the adoration of God. And then you are set to become relevant. In that your department, you are going to become very, very relevant. In your department, in your place of work, in your department in school, in whatever department you find yourself, you are going to become very, very relevant. In your community, in your church, you are going to become very, very relevant. Let me hear you say amen. Amen. Let me hear you say amen. Number three, what does it mean to take the city as a result of the shout of hallelujah? It means to possess your possession. To possess your possession. Somebody here that will possess his possession, shout, I will possess it. Let me hear you shout, I will possess it. Ezra chapter 3 verse 11. And they sang together by course in praising and thanking God. This was when they were. And they sang together with a course in praising God and thanking God unto the Lord. Because he is good. Is God good to you? He said because he's good. For his mercy endure forever towards Israel. And all the people shouted. There is something about this issue of shout. They shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. God will use you to raise great foundations. These guys looked at God's grace and God helped them to lay the foundation of a church. And the Bible said they shouted in praise. In the name of Jesus, you will possess your possessions. I say you will possess your possessions. Two very striking testimonies tonight. All the testimonies tonight were very awesome. Johnny Messi's awesome. And one of them said, last year, he trusted God for two of his sisters to get pregnant. Am I right? Two of the sisters to get pregnant. And as God will do, I don't know how long those that took the test, sorry, to get married. No, there was one on marriage, there was one on getting pregnant. When you take, those that take test will take further details so that we can enjoy the you know, when you cook, there's some soup. When you cook it, there's some meat that will hide inside. You spread the soup like this and you go and locate the meat. You first the snail that is hiding there, you go and bring it out. So if we had the number of years they had been waiting, it would have added spice to the testimony. And then they trusted God and he put it in the request card. Just like the one you have with you tonight. Your expectation sleeps. He put it there and was trusting God for a change of story. Just like the one you have. If you don't have one, ushers can go around now and give it to you. And then in a miraculous way, the two of them, not even one of them, the two of them, gloriously got pregnant. Now, another person was trusting God for her sister to get married. That was what she came for last year. This kind of program. My sister must get married. My sister must get married. Maybe she doesn't want it to be like the issue of Leah and Rachel. You know the story very well. That they said that no, the elder must not get, the younger must not get married. So she was, maybe she's in a hurry to also get married. Let my sister go so that I can also go. Because if I go and tell my daddy I want to get married, they will say, well, your elder sister has not got married. Go and wait first. So years ago, somebody came to me for that kind of prayer point. I remember very well. She was set for marriage, very, very set for marriage. Yet her elder sister did not even have anybody. I said, Pastor, please, I don't want to lose this man. If this man says he's ready. Don't let him go to another place. Get my sister a husband. As if the pastor is his. But there's a man that can pray. There's a God that can hear prayers. Now, back to our testimony. And months started rolling by. Months upon months started rolling. And she said, mysteriously, in April. April is just like less than how many months? Maybe 2 months ago. God stepped in. Tonight, God will step into your own matter. There are people here, before we will finish this anniversary, what you have been praying for very, very long, you are going to receive it. What you have been trusting God for very, very long, you are going to receive it. The miracle you have been praying for, you are going to receive it. The testimony you have been praying for, you are going to receive it. The breakthrough you are praying for, you are going to receive it. The healing you are praying for, you are going to receive it. The money you are praying for, you are going to receive it. The progress you are praying for, you are going to receive it. Shout, I receive it. Take your seat. So, to take the city is to take charge or to take dominion. To take the city is to become relevant. To take the city is to possess your possession. There are some of us here tonight. I can sense it in my spirit. This first night is your own night. I said, this first night is your own night. I said, this first night is your own night. And God is going to do something in your life. What does it mean to take the city as a result of your shout of praise? Number four, it means to subdue your enemies. They subdue. If you read that place in verse 20, 1 Samuel 17, verse 1 Samuel chapter, Joshua chapter 6, verse 20. Joshua 6, verse 20. Bible says they took the city. They entered the city. They subdued the enemies. They killed everybody. Only Rahab was spared because she did a favor to them when they came to spy. They mesmerized anybody. They took over finally. That is how you are going to take over finally. Those who have been waging war against you in your business, they are going to bow to you. I said they are going to bow to you. Joseph was enjoying his life gradually. Genesis 37, verse 4. His father bought him a cloth of many colors. And internal enemies, his brothers, said he would not fulfill his destiny. But Joseph was a God praiser. Joseph was a man of hallelujah. He was a man that you can never catch sad. The father gave him cloth of many colors. The brother said, this cloth of many colors, you will use it inside the grave. Those who want you to use your celebration cloth inside the grave, God will turn it around and it will be concerning them. That is what is going to happen to them and their family. The guy had a dream that he was going to be great. And they said, no, you can't become great. But finally, his story ended up in hallelujah. That is how somebody's story will end in hallelujah here. In Genesis 41 from verse 40 to 42. Genesis 41 from verse 40 all through to 42. Thou shalt be over my house, that's Joseph. And Pharaoh speaking concerning him. After the enemies have tried to subdue him. Come and see what God has done in his life. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy house shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than you. That is, The only way I will be greater than you is because I have a throne. Every other way. In fact, he had two major chariots. He gave him one. Joseph did not have to go and ask for a wife or pay bad price. They gave him a wife. The daughter of a priest. His life transformed because he was a man that loved to praise God. It doesn't matter where you have started from. It doesn't matter how tough your life has been. It will end with hallelujah. Concerning your children, it will end with hallelujah. Concerning that your conception matter, it will end with hallelujah. Concerning your admission, it will end with hallelujah. No matter what the situation may be in your life, in your family, in your business, it will end with a shout of hallelujah. You will begin to dance even when there's no music. When you see people that dance and there's nobody playing any music, indeed, something great has happened. Not that they are mad, but because something happened to them. Hello. It's not that they are mad. It's not that they are mad. They've just been made. God will make you. I say God will make you. I say God will make you. I say God will make you. Can I hear you say a big amen? You will dance your dance. You will dance your dance. You will shout your shout. And everybody will thank God for you. Can I hear you say a louder amen? Quickly tonight, as we round up this first session, what boosts your praise? What can make a man to praise God to the level that he gets to this level that I'm talking about? What makes a man to praise God to this level? To the level that his life changes and he subdues his enemies. To the level where he becomes a man of dominion, a woman of dominion. What boosts your praise? Number one is humility. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5, 1 Peter 5, it says, be clothed with humility. God resisted the proud. He giveth grace unto the humble. He resisted. God hates pride. If you want your case to end in hallelujah, you have to learn how to humble yourself before God. You have to learn how to humble your heart before God. In James chapter 4 verse 10, Bible says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord and he will lift you up. Humble yourself in the sight of God. He will ensure that you are lifted. Amongst those that will be lifted tonight, you are number one in the name of Jesus. Number two, praise booster that will make lead to your shout of hallelujah is good thoughts. Learn to think right. In Proverbs 4 verse 23, say, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Learn to think right. Don't think. Don't ever think. Don't ever, ever, ever think that wherever you are now is not your by your power, or that God is trying to punish you. That's why you are there. Let your thoughts be a good thought. Let your think right. Think with gratitude, so that you can gain altitude. Think with gratitude. So that you can go to new altitude, to higher altitude. You've often heard me say, I have not seen one thing that God has not done right. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done. Let your thought be a thought of gratitude. If you want your story to end with hallelujah, if you want your story to end in praise, think
right.
I want you to meet some believers that when they I know out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. When they speak, you hear, you see ingratitude in their speech. Everything they say, they talk as if God is an unfair person. In Romans 29 verse 11, for I know the thoughts I think towards you, the thoughts of good and not the thoughts of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Some version says to give you an expected end. Do you know that even if things are very tough now, it doesn't mean things will be tough in the future. If things were tough in January, doesn't mean they will be tough in July. There is no need to worry. There is no need to think rough. There is no need to think it's over for you. It's amazing to me that look at how terrible things were for Job. Look at how worse things were for Job. He still did not see anything that God has not done right. His wife said, curse God and die. And then curse God. You shout praising God for what? My friend, just curse God. Tell God, God, you are cursed. And then you die. He said, never. All the days of my life, I will wait till my change comes. I'm not going to curse God. I want to say this to you tonight. As you think right, it will end in praise. I say it will end in praise. Your challenges will end in praise. Your problems will end in praise. The things you are going through now, it will end in praise. Let me hear you say a big amen. The problems you are passing through now, the resistance you are pushing, the enemy is pushing back. You are pushing, the enemy is pushing back. Very soon, it will end in praise. Let me hear you say amen. Number three, praise booster that will make you to shout hallelujah at the end. It's godly association. If you really want to shout hallelujah at the end of the story, before the middle, the end, you must associate with those who are praiseful. Your ungrateful friend is a useless friend. A friend that only lives in complaining is a useless friend. Because complaining complicates destiny. Complaining will always complicate a destiny. Oh God. Honestly, which hallelujah are they talking about now? Okay, what do I want? What do you think? Don't you think there's something to shout hallelujah about? You will not sink. I say you will not sink. I say you will not sink. I say you will not sink. If crippled people can be praising God, people in prison can praise God. We went for prison ministry sometime, remember? I think we should go very soon again. We went for prison ministry. You were with us then. We saw prisoners dancing and praising God. Some of them have been there for 17 years, 20 something years. Slaves. That's what it's like. You know, Nigerian prison is aggravated prison. Hallelujah. Praise booster number one is humility. Number two is godly thoughts, good thoughts. Number three is godly association. Number four, booster of your praise is love and delight in God. You delight in God. Your delight is in God. Psalms 7 verse 4. And because of that delight, he gives you everything. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. You just delight in God. It is that delight that brings you into awesome worship. You just worship. You just worship. Lord, you reign forever. Lord, you reign forever. We worship you. pushes you to worship Him. This delight pushes you to praise Him. Everywhere you find yourself, you just want to praise Him. Everywhere you find yourself, you just want to worship Him. Because you love Him. When you see women that love their husband, they will be praising their husband. They will tell the husband, my dear, I just appreciate you. I appreciate what God is doing in your life. I appreciate your love for me. And they are always speaking words of encouragement to their husband because of the love they have for the husband. They delight in him. Anybody you delight in, you want to praise the person. And it's the same thing with you and God. When you have a delight and a love for God on a continual basis, on a consistent basis, you want to express your love. My prayer for everyone here tonight is that there will be a resurgence of love in your heart for this God. Can I tell you this as I round up? This is one major thing that is lacking in this generation. The passion for God. The passion. The desire to be in God's house. The desire to stay around God always. And that's why most of this present generation, I can't imagine spending more time on the internet than spending with God. It's unfathomable. Spending more time with somebody, something else. When your desire for God rises, then your breakthrough approaches. Once your love for God swells, goes up, testimony will just be coming in successions. As you are thanking God for one thing, you thank God for another. As you are thanking God for one thing, you thank God for another. My prayer for you tonight is that your heart will be filled with new passion for God. Your spirit will be filled with new desire for God. Your longing, your being will pant after God all the days of your life. And as this program progresses, I see God giving you cause to shout a big hallelujah. Can I hear you say a big amen? Can I hear you say a big amen? Can I hear you say a big amen? All the days of your life, your heart will be panting after God. I say all the days of your life, your spirit will be panting after God. I decree a renewed love in your heart for the Almighty God. I decree a new love in your heart for the Almighty God. Can I hear you say a big amen? Well, the good news is this. Every one of us has an equal chance to shout hallelujah. Every one of us has an equal chance. But there's a vital condition for God to make things happen in your life that you'll be shouting hallelujah. You'll just be worshiping Him anyhow. There's a vital condition which is called salvation. And tonight we're starting this glorious meeting with communion. Communion is not something you take without first reconciling with God. You see, one thing that is very important, ladies and gentlemen, is that you are true to yourself. You search yourself. Am I in good standing with God? You are here tonight. And before we proceed further in this service, you want to make your ways right with God. You want to say, God, sir, please forgive me. Cleanse me from every sin. I don't want to partake in this communion with guilt. I just want you to take me to yourself on this first day of this program. Have mercy on me. Take me as your son. Take me as your daughter. I want to pray with you right now. I'm going to be counting from 1 to 3. I want you to be on your feet so I can see you and then pray with you wherever you are. And I know that God will bless you. 1. Also, you are watching us on the internet. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. You want to start with God all over again. You can send us an email to the email stated on the screen or the phone number stated on the screen that you are rededicating your life to Jesus. You are here tonight. You want to break an habit. You want a change of life. You want a change of status. You want God to bless you. You want to shout hallelujah massively over every circumstance of your life. But quickly tonight, you want to settle some things with God. Be on your feet. I want to pray with you. 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 I want to join my faith with your faith. I want to join my faith with your faith for God to bless you tonight and for God to do something awesome, something great, something massive in your life and in your circle. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Also, you are here tonight. You want to make your ways right with God. That is, you want cleansing. Cleansing of your heart, your spirit, your soul, your body. You just want God to cleanse you. You desire this testimony. You want to shout hallelujah. As people begin to shout over massive things happening in their life, you also want your own, but you want God to cleanse you. You want Him to have mercy on you. I want to pray with you quickly. Join those who are already standing. God bless you. God bless. Be on your feet quickly. Be bold. Be bold. Be bold. Be bold. You cannot take the body and the blood of Jesus with a guilty conscience. You are here tonight, and your conscience is walking, is telling you, my daughter, accept what I'm saying to you tonight. Quickly, be on your feet. God bless you, my brother. God bless you, my sister. God bless you. God bless. I can see you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Your conscience is talking to you. You are the one the pastor is talking about. I'm not saying you are a bad person. No, that's not what I'm saying. I never said you are a bad person, but there is something to settle with God. You want to settle something with God. Unto Jesus I will. While the song is going on, you have something to talk to God about. You want to settle something with God. You want cleansing. You want God to wash you clean. I want to pray with you. Count, you are still seated and you desire this salvation. You want to rededicate your life to God. You want to start with Jehovah all over again. You want mercy. You want cleansing. I'm waiting for you for just one more minute before we pray. One more minute and we pray. One more minute before we pray. God bless you. God bless you. You want to quickly rededicate your life to Jesus. It doesn't matter how long you have been in church. God bless you. I can see you. I can see you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for being bold. You see, what these people are doing, they are walking out on the devil. You see, I want you to walk out on the devil tonight. Walk out on the devil and say, devil, enough is enough. Enough is enough. I want a change of life. I want to shout hallelujah. I want God to bless me. I want a change of story.
Oh, unto Jesus. Unto thee, my blessing.
Thank you, Jesus. Three, if you are watching us on the internet or anywhere you are watching from, particularly many of our members and students who have traveled and who are watching us tonight, I know many of you are watching. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. And those who are watching us from all over the world, just pray along with us. God bless you. Place your right on your chest, those in the auditorium here, and those who are watching us everywhere, and say after me, put your right hand on your chest. Place your right hand on your chest. God bless you. God bless you. And say after me, Lord Jesus, please forgive me my sins. As your daughter, as your son, I have come to you tonight. Please have mercy on me. Please wash me clean from every form of unrighteousness. Tonight, afresh, I declare Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. Help me, Lord, to do your will. Help me, Lord, to stand with you. Help me, Lord, to stay away from sin. Give me the grace to please you always. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Keep those hands on your chest as I pray for you, wonderful people. Father, thank you for these wonderful people that are rededicating their life to you and giving their life to you tonight. Father, bless them. Write their names in the book of life. Let it be well with them. Strengthen them and let your grace rest upon them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Please follow the counselors. Counselors, are you beside them already? Counselors, please do that quickly. quickly. Are you clapping? Let's be on our feet and give him praise. For the word you have received, give him praise. Thank him tonight. Thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. Give him adoration. Father, we thank you. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you praise. Father, we exalt you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Before we go into communion, we'll be taking in some sets of prayers, and we trust God that in this first night, God himself will prove himself in your life in Jesus' name. I'll be taking the first two, and then we'll be trusting God also for the remaining balance of the six, 5 to 6 left. And we know that tonight, God will do something awesome in your life in the name of Jesus. You will say, Father, you will say, Father, Father, let every wall of Jericho hindering my victory break tonight. Lift your voice and pray. Let every wall of Jericho hindering my testimony, hindering my victory, hindering my breakthrough. Rakata bagada badabaya. Ya 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 ya. Rakata kaka karabaka tamanaza. Ila tazasi kaka kaka tiki tiki desh. Pray. Let every wall of Jericho stopping my testimony, stopping my shout of hallelujah. Let it break tonight. Break, 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 break. Every wall of hindrance, every wall of limitation, every wall of hindrance, every wall of limitation, you must crash tonight. Something new in my life. Something new in my life. Something new in my life. Oh Lord, do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Something new in my life. Do something great. Shout hallelujah. That will make me to shout hallelujah. That will make me to shout hallelujah. Do something great. Do something great. Do something great. Do something awesome. Lake keke te bakyo to breke te gadasha. Raka ta da 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 katika do so prede kete. Ila ta ke te gede. In Jesus mighty name we have prayed.
Hallelujah. I love the way we are praying, but I want us to take the tempo higher. I want you to know that God delights in you enjoying the best of him. God delights in you enjoying the best of him. And that is why you are going to pray tonight. And you are going to declare that the Lord will give you the grace to enjoy the best of him. We are going to pray and say, Father, from today, I shall walk in dominion. I will walk in dominion.
every area of my life. I will walk in dominions. Prayers in the name of Jesus. Father, I decree from today, I will walk in dominion. I will walk in victory in the name of Jesus. From today, I will walk in dominion in the name of Jesus. I will walk in dominion. I will walk in victory. I will walk in dominion. I will not be subdued. I will not be put under. I will not be put under in the name of Jesus. I am the head. I'm not the tail. I am reigning. I am not under in the name of Jesus. I am the first. I'm not the last. In the name of Jesus, I am taking dominion. I am taking dominion in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. We are going to be receiving power for relevancy. Hallelujah. A God praiser is a man of relevance. Hallelujah. And tonight we have received the key and the grace to be a God praiser. Now we want to enforce relevancies in our destinies. If you love yourself, when we say you are relevant, you become a point of reference that people will point to. When they want to do something, they will say, go and ask him. There are some students that they are point of reference. If he scores 60, you know that everybody will score below 60. You are going to pray to God tonight. And you are going to say, Father, I receive the power and the grace to be relevant in every area of my life. Prayers in the name of Jesus. Father, I receive the grace. Father, I receive the grace. Father, I receive the grace. I receive the power. I receive the enabling grace to be relevant in every area of my life. In the name of Jesus. I receive the grace. I receive the power. I receive the grace. I receive the power to be a reference point in the name of Jesus. To be the determining factor in my family, in my household, in my place of work, in my academics, in my marriage, in the name of Jesus, in my finances. Father, I receive the grace to be relevant in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. There are some possessions that the enemy has taken away. And he that is a God praiser, that the enemy cannot hold to his or her possession. And that is why you are going to place a demand tonight. And you are going to command every possession that has been taken away to be restored. We are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, I possess my possessions in the name of Jesus. Every of my possessions that is being held back, I possess them tonight. Prayers in the name of Jesus. Maybe it's your baby. Maybe it's your career. Maybe it's your breakthrough. Maybe it's your marriage. Maybe it's your business. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's your health. Begin to possess them. In the name of Jesus, I possess my possession. In the name of Jesus, I possess my possession. In the mighty name of Jesus, none of my possession can be held down by the enemy. I decree tonight a total release of that which belongs to me. I place a demand on destiny that every good thing that is mine, I release unto me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are afraid. In Jesus' mighty name, we are afraid. King David was a dangerous God praiser. A really dangerous God praiser. And that is why King Saul pursued, but he was never able to subdue this man. This man fought many battles, but no king was able to subdue him. You know why? He was a dangerous God's prisoner. We are going to be praying tonight. We have received this power to be a God prisoner. And we are going to be enforcing that power in the area of authority over our enemies.
I want you to know that you're a dangerous man, you're a dangerous woman if you know how to praise God. And that is why we are going to pray quickly. You are going to say, Father, by your power, my enemies are subdued under me. In the name of Jesus, by your power, every enemy of my life, they are subdued. Every enemy pursuing after me, I subdue them in the name of Jesus. I subdue them in the name of Jesus. Every enemy of my destiny, every enemy of my victory, every enemy of my all of my progress, I subdue them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. They are subdued. Begin to pray. I believe you can pray more. Take authority. Take authority. Take dominion. Take authority. Subdue. Subdue. In the name of Jesus. I subdue them all. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. You are going to say, Father, clothe me with the spirit of humility. Clothe me with the spirit of humility. With the spirit of love. And help me to delight after you. Prayers in the name of Jesus. Father, clothe me with the spirit of humility. Clothe me with the grace to love you more. Help me to delight in you more. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.